This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The sound of Syrian rebels shooting down a government helicopter Tuesday in the country's northwest, where opposition activists say Syrian troops are on the offensive in the last rebel stronghold. Video taken by the Associated Press shows the helicopter burning and falling out of the sky, cheering by rebels and two bodies near the crash site. This as government forces come closer to capturing the last rebel-held part of a strategic highway linking southern with northern Syria. That would bring the road under full control of President Bashar Assad for the first time in nearly 8 years. UN agencies report an unprecedented number of people are fleeing for their lives as fighting intensifies among Syrian forces, their Russian allies, and rebel groups in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The United Nations says nearly 700,000 people have fled Idlib and surrounding areas in just over the last 10 weeks. Many have been forced to flee several times since Syria and its Russian allies launched a military offensive 9 months ago to retake Idlib, the last rebel stronghold in the country. Jens Laerke is the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
This latest displacement compounds an already dire humanitarian situation on the ground there, and protection, shelter, water, food, sanitation and hygiene material, health and emergency education are all urgent priorities.
Aid agencies are increasing their humanitarian operations in response to the unfolding tragedy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this and other stories, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top Sudanese official said Tuesday the country's transition